Hello, everybody. This is Voodoo Priest Man. One of my AKAs is Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow is somebody who's really laid back and is just flowing with the information. And this is who I am right now, Mellow Yellow. First of all, I want to say thanks to Horace. He knows who I'm talking about. He was the one who came up with the word yellow, I guess because I'm light-skinned or something like that. So it's Mellow Yellow. So shout out to you, Horace. Much love. So anyway, what I want to talk about is acceptance. I want to talk about acceptance. I want to talk about acceptance of the people that surround us, acceptance from society, acceptance from just coming from anywhere. And sometimes it feels good to feel somebody's kind of like paying attention to what you're thinking or what you're speaking about. I want to say that when it comes down to not too much about the mind, but yeah, psychologically, I would say the mind, we get to a point of wanting to get passionate about things psychologically when we hear something that can relate to us and make sense in a form of education, in a form of, to us it's like a surprise. We start like, I don't know about any of you, but I know I'd be jumping up and down like, oh wow, just with such great excitement. And yeah, so what's happening is now the things in your life, whatever you want to call it, however you want to call it, your journey or whatever, comes to realization that whatever we're creating within, whatever we're creating without, it will find a frequency. Because I always talk about that anyway. But the sacrifice that we have to put in is major. Because without sacrifice, there's no such thing as success in whichever form. You have to give something in order for you to receive something. So you want to receive something spiritual, you have to give something. You have to sacrifice. You might have to do things that you don't want to do, but you have to give something. So we get to a point that we meet people and we're so excited and we start speaking to them. You guys hear the sirens in the back? I just don't care. I just record anywhere. Sometimes I might record on, you know, somewhere else. Who knows? Maybe in Alaska, whatever. But not right now, just chilling. And we're looking for acceptance. We're looking for acceptance from our parents, our friends, or whoever, our roommates, significant others. And what we speak about, it doesn't make any sense to them. Not that it doesn't make any sense. It's like they might not be ready at that moment to receive it, or they might never be. You know, they never will. So it's not up to us to decide if they're going to see the, well, some people call it the light. Some people call it darkness, because within darkness, everything resides, even the 99% of the things that we cannot comprehend in our DNA. So all I'm saying is we are feeling like they don't want to listen. Guess what? Stop talking to them about things that are evolving you, because even though you might want to help them, they might not want to be helped. So there is no way we can put somebody to follow our journey if they're not ready. Guess what? We're going to have to leave this ships, whatever, and just leave with ourselves and find the rest of the ancestors that really got it in the world of truth, the way I call it sometimes. So stop talking to them about it. You found out something exciting and you excited and they're not excited. It is okay. Sometimes you might say to yourself, you know, you might have roommates. And when you have roommates, you'll be like, ah, they just don't talk about nothing. What I talk about, I want to talk about crystals. I want to talk about sex magic. Hey, we want to talk about certain things and they don't want to talk about it. They just bored. They're like, you could tell that when I get up and tell you, some of them don't even want to call you back because they feel like you are ODing, like you're ODing with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Change them. Look for a tribe that shares a lot of similarities that you like to share and find those similar minded people and create a tribe. By the way, I want to send a shout out to my voodoo tribe on Instagram. Yeah, thanks for the love, y'all. So now we get into a point of feeling like we are bored, we lonely. And that is so true. Life doesn't have to be lonely. There are people out there that are learning and willing to learn right along with us. Just find those people. Don't tell them. Don't tell people that don't want to hear your dreams or anything. You want to be a rapper. You want to be a musician. You want to be somebody. Don't tell nobody what you want to be. It's a waste of time because they don't want it as bad as you want it. They might even think that you might not even be able to do it. Like, you might be like, look, I want to be a model. And they already thinking in the back of their minds, how she or he going to be a model? They're like 5'6", or, you know, this short. And they're already creating negativity in your frequency. You need to just let that go. Start playing chess and be ahead of people. And your life will change. See, many people want to learn, like, oh, I want to learn how to deal with the spirits. I want to learn how to deal with this. What are you talking about? You're talking about learn how to work with yourself? If you understand where I'm coming from. So anytime you have dreams like that, just let them go. You know, just keep them to yourself. Talk to them, to your spirits. Go to the woods. Go somewhere isolated. Turn your radio off in your car while you're driving and just shout and talk to them and tell them. I don't know how Mellow Yellow would shout in this particular situation, but shout. And you're going to feel so much better. Talk to them. Tell them, look, thank you for giving me this contract. Thank you for giving me this home. And thank them. This is all you got to do. All the conversations got to be is between you, your ancestors, your spiritual guides, your angels, whatever you want to call them. They're right there. So, you know, sometimes we feel alone. What to do? Start loving yourself even more. Hug yourself more. You're not comfortable. You're not happy with yourself. Change yourself. Change things you don't like. And if you don't change them, hey, change your thinking. Don't waste time speaking to people about anything that don't share any type of interest towards what you're talking about or what you're about. Find your tribe. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes that tribe might not even be blood. It might be just your tribe will become strangers, because to me, those strangers are people that are seeking for each other. So all I'm saying is, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I like to keep it kind of nice and simple. Make sure you send me a message on my Instagram and follow me there. If you're not on the Voodoo Priest, man, send me a DM. Tell me how you feel about this segment. I want to hear your opinion. And make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Voodoo Priest Man, as well. And everybody, have a wonderful evening.